The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's Tuesday, 7:01 a.m. my time. I'm in Central. And of course, controversial subject matter. That's one of the reasons why we played the disclaimer, because a lot of stuff you hear on the show could be opinion. In fact, our callers and our people that are firing off stuff into our email at support@thepowerhour.com had something to say about yesterday's conversation and why I didn't say more about it, why I didn't refute or challenge some of you. We'll get to that in a minute. It's all by design. That's right. All of this by design. And of course, the Power Hour is brought to you by the Power Mall, where this week I've got 20% off of my books that are shown there. There's four of them. And this, of course, precedes the upcoming workshop that's happening. I have it on my Substack page, and I've posted a video testimonial there for those of you who want to go look at it. It's free to watch. And it talks about what you learn at a CODA workshop and what people thought of it. This is advanced CODA. This is gets into more detail about the 15 different litigation strategies that I put together, in addition to advanced chain of title assessment stuff that I further advance from the books I wrote. If you are a paralegal attorney or anybody that is in trouble that hired an attorney, you may want to send to this workshop. They might learn a thing or two. A lot of attorneys out there being paid by homeowners by the hour to do research on stuff that they have zero idea what they're talking about. The attorney thinks he knows it all. He's the master of legal research and the master of theoretical arguments in court. But when it comes to foreclosure defense and securitization, it's a whole different animal. So we do have attorneys that I am aware of that are attending the class. So it might be a good way to network as well. 10% off of North American Urban Spice products. Justin Porter will be with us later in the week to discuss a lot of that. Free shipping on orders over $200. If you spend that much at the Power Mall when it opens up at 8 a.m. Central. Dropship products are not eligible for free shipping, of course. Those of you with prayer requests, you should be praying for America right now, because after we get done with this morning's first segment, you're going to wish you were praying for America. But if you want to submit a prayer request for something more personal, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab, and there's two things you can do while you're there. One is to submit a prayer request. The other is to go to the forum and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, etc. And of course, if you want to hear the Power Hour on your local station, radio, because radio still is immediate, despite what people think, and nobody listens to radio anymore, that's not true. We have people listening to KCXL that are commenting on yesterday's show, which I'm going to read to you. It's only fair. You all got to call in and voice your opinion about it. So we'll give this gentleman his opportunity here through his email he sent in to support@thepowerhour.com. And of course, if you want to make donations to the show, it's what keeps us on the air. You can shop at the Power Mall. Or you can send a donation directly to our snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829, or go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Support Us tab. Fred Litwin, my guest today on the show. Hopefully we'll be reaching out to him at the 8 o'clock hour to talk about his new book, Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza, where he turns around and debunks the 2021 movie. This should be interesting. Those of you JFK conspiracy buffs out there, I'd love that. 4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., 5 minutes now, for those of you clock watching out there, I'm working on my second cup of coffee. And, of course, Richard Gage, you know him from RichardGage911.org. And there is an article out there about Israel's 9/11 moment. Did Israel let it happen on purpose? It's called LIHOP, Let It Happen on Purpose. Was it a false flag attack like 9/11? Robert Morningstar in his Substack page points toward some of the many parallels between 9/11 and the Hamas attack Sunday, October 8th at 8:25 p.m. While most researchers in the 9/11 truth movement agree 9/11 false flag operation was a MIHOP, which is an acronym for Made It Happen on Purpose, Morningstar suggests that Israel may be complicit here in the LIHOP, Let It Happen on Purpose. He reposts on Twitter from Inversionism, I'm not falling for this charade again. I learned this lesson years ago investigating 9/11. This is Richard Gage talking. So there are people out there now in the PSYOP game saying that Israel was hacked, that hackers got into their systems and blinded them so they wouldn't be aware of the attack. I'm going to try to get through at least the headlines so that we can have a conversation here about this. The Biden administration is reversing the call for an Israel ceasefire because now, you know, Hamas is threatening to behead people on camera, which is typical of what terrorists do. It's there to invoke emotion, the oh my God moment. That's what it's there for. It's all part of PSYOP, folks. And of course, now you have the Israel-Hamas war. U.S. military assistance is on the way to Israel, says Wink and Blink and a Nod, who sailed off the ocean blue with a Gerald R. Ford and seven other ships, too. Gee, that almost sounded like it was poetic, didn't it? Kind of sounds like calling play-by-play in a Major League Baseball game. All right, there's the stretch and the pitch. He kicks and he deals, and up, strike one. Yeah, kind of sounds like that. Holy cow! Remember that Harry Carey? Could America be committing Harry Carey by sticking their nose in his World Cup all over the place, huh? And you talk about the cache of weapons left behind in Afghanistan? Oh, there's a report out now that American weapons seized in Afghanistan have ended up in the hands of the Palestinian groups operating in the Gaza Strip. Oh, you can thank Senator Biden for that. Yeah, they could have cleaned all that out of there and kept it. No. Those weapons, of course, there's reports out that these Israelis are being killed with American weapons. Among them, 11 U.S. citizens, according to what Biden said. An unknown number remain missing. So he doesn't know. He says, sadly, we now know at least American citizens were among those killed. Well, many of whom made a second home in Israel. That's the chance you take living in the Middle East. I'm sorry. You want to go live in an area that's war-torn? It's on you, pal. You want to get in the middle of the fight? You die? End of story. They will forget you as time passes because this is how today's society is behaving. They want you to forget history. They want you to forget the Holocaust. They want you to forget everything. And of course, you know, Hamas, their armed wing is warned it's going to start killing Israeli hostages for any new bombing of homes without warning. Yeah. See, the tit for tat is being played out here on the world stage. The UN is even warning Israel, retaliatory siege of Gaza prohibited under international law. Really? Oh, so it's okay for the UN High Commissioner of Human Rights, Volker Turk, issuing a call for peace. Like, they're going to listen to the United Nations. Really? They're going to tell you guys to go piss up a drain pipe, pal, Mr. Turk. Turk the jerk. That's what I call him. UN. You really think anybody's going to listen to the UN right now? They're going to start beheading Israeli troops and Israeli citizens on TV, and the UN's just going to go, well, casualties of war. But yet they're scolding Israel. I'm surprised that Prime Minister Netanyahu hasn't hit the magic button yet and turned Gaza Strip into a nuclear parking lot. And Tehran as well. I mean, they want to end all this. Now they're just, it's another proxy war. It's got to be. Let the PSYOPs begin. I mean, X now, Twitter, now known as X. It's like Prince, artist AFCAP, the artist formerly known as Prince. X, formerly known as Twitter, is drowning in disinformation, according to what is happening on Twitter. For those of you who just are glued, I'm glued to Twitter. Jerusalem Post's account was suspended when it reported on X that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was hospitalized. Like, he was injured. And I mean, all of the stuff that's on there, old videos, fake photos, video game footage at a level researchers have never seen, and they're all now trying to fact check. See, when you got reports of the fact checkers out there, there's something wrong going on here. All right, so as of yesterday's calls, guy from Kansas, Danny Croman, he goes, I'm going to read the first letter that he sent in. Of course, is Israel really our ally, is how he's responding to what he heard on KCXL in Liberty, Missouri. And of course, he says, Israel has voted with the U.S. on every major U.N. vote concerning the welfare of the U.S. It is the country in the world who has done so. It's the only democracy in the Middle East. Well, here we go again with this word democracy. This word, when we are a constitutional republic, people are calling it the word democracy. I'm just responding to what he wrote here now. The enemy it fights there are the same enemy that have begun to make their way here. Now, see, that point is where I'm going with my conversation here, because there are people crossing the border right now, including the gotaways, that are here for other reasons, I would suspect, to do nefarious actions against the United States of America. Now, I'll talk about the manifestation of all of this here in a minute. But you need to understand, this is a conversation, heavy-duty conversation I was having with my son last night. He was very upset. Didn't even want to watch Fox News because he didn't want to get inundated and get mad about everything again. And I said, look, son, you need to be worried about what's going on in your own backyard. This tit-for-tat that's going on over there is exactly the rope-a-dope that this government wants you to be paying attention to. There are people worse off than you. You should be watching what's going on in Israel. And then, of course, you got the people at Harvard protesting, and Harvard's washing its hands of the whole event. You got people in New York protesting, people in L.A. protesting. Well, we need to stop all this anti-Semitic behavior. You think they're going to stop with that? You got all these people coming across our border. And you really think that that's going to happen? You're going to get these people so upset that day X may come upon America. Just keep it up. Just keep riling everybody over here, and you watch. Somebody's going to get carried away. It's going to happen. And harm is going to come to the people of this country. You think that they've got this whole thing just contained over there? Oh, the imbecile in the White House with the mental acuity of a two-year-old office furniture has let all these people, including the gotaways, many of whom are nefarious in nature, come across this border. Not a pleasant thing when it may be that these people have intent to destroy this country and the citizens in it. So we get on to the balance of Mr. Croman's letter here. He said, another thing is that ignorant people like that caller late in the first hour seem to be overly enamored with the biblical term synagogue of Satan and take it out of context. In the Bible, it doesn't suggest that by being a part of a Jewish synagogue makes the member automatically particularly evil, like the caller implied. It's meant to translate to a group or movement towards evil. The word church could even be substituted for synagogue. Remember this of Israel: I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. If this incident hasn't made obvious the goats from the lambs, nothing will. Plus, I don't think the first caller was against the leadership in Israel, as you later stated to one of the clearly bigoted callers. He just inferred that it, like America, has become spiritually blind. He, in fact, suggested Israel should take over the Temple Mount until the Palestinian militants release all the hostages it's holding. It's unfortunate that so many callers to your show and other stations like KCXL have both an anti-Semitic view and are also willing for America to turn its back on its allies elsewhere. Even in the case of Ukraine, where it's known that there is corruption among the oligarchy class, the average rank-and-file citizen are just wanting to keep their freedom and not be run by Russia. They are worth defending. We're also obligated as a nation to help them, because when the country was willing to break off from the Soviet Union, our country and many other democracies followed to help keep their sovereignty. And one of the provisions was to have them close off the nuclear arsenal facilities there. So we would be doubly stabbing them in the back to not help in every way possible. People on many of the programs like KCXL and stations like it seem to glamorize Russia. Let's not forget those around the world assassinating people like the ex-Russian citizen in England being poisoned there. Must be talking about the spy who was hit with a ricin umbrella. Of course, then he wrote back again and said, in addition to the items already stated, I would add that contrary to the statement the caller identified as Sherry in Kansas was allowed to make unchallenged, which was a claim that money given to Iran was their money and always been their money, it is vital to point out that when both Obama and Biden gave cash to the Islamic regime in Tehran, it was at best money that had been rightly frozen in international accounts and part of sanctions withheld from Iran because of its well-known acts of terrorism. Neither Obama or Biden should have been giving him any money by any construct. With its oil resources, Iran doesn't suffer from lack of capacity to make money. Its problem is being led by hate-filled, violent, inhumane individuals blinded by a zealous adherence to a religion with problems, to say the least. The sort of hatred in these individuals, sadly, is also present, though in more of an infant state in some of the callers to your show. It would be good to hear from you affront them on the notions they're being allowed to espouse. So saith Danny Croman from Kansas. Yeah, you see, Mr. Croman, there is so much news being unraveled right now. If you want to find out what the other side thinks, go to aljazeera.com and look at the first 23 pages. That's going to be posted on the email blast for those of you who have internet access. And you need to look at what they're reporting Gaza's side of this whole thing. So you have to kind of weigh, don't just take what our mainstream media is telling you. This is all bunk. There's people out there saying it was a 9/11 attack. They were blinded. There's disinformation. You see, all the same stuff that happened with 9/11, that happened with COVID. Yeah, all of this that's going on with Ukraine, you're not there. You're not boots on the ground. If you're talking to someone over there, it's because you managed to get through. And the someone is giving you what they see and hear. We're not there. We can't be there to see and monitor everything that's going on. We're sitting here in the confines of our little homes watching the ship show go on, being played out in the media like one big psyop again, getting us all worked up and doing the old rope-a-dope. Do we know what that is? Remember? Sugar Ray Leonard. Watch that arm going around and around while he's punching you with the other one. They got you paying attention over here while they're doing this over here. And see, you know, the moron in the White House has let 8 million people in here, some of which I wonder if their intentions are to really take asylum and be living in a peaceful coexistence with the rest of us, or whether they're over here to start, you know what, the proverbial caca. I can't say the S word. We're in radio. We can't use that word. But you know what I'm talking about. It's the same thing as feces. Horse patootie, pick a name, doesn't matter. You're listening to all this garbage out of mainstream media, and everybody's getting all emotionally worked up about how we got to do this and we ought to do that, and we're a democracy and you people have failed. Anybody that sits there and calls this country democracy, I'm sorry, you're off. You obviously forgot about history. History is going to teach this country a lot. And see, all of the cancel culture folk out there want to erase history, so we all just conveniently forget about it. This is the problem with America, because we could be next, according to all these Republican leaders. And of course, Trump's got to jump in the middle of this thing saying, this looks like it's going to be the start of World War III, and if I'm elected, I will stop it. Yeah, how? When this is going on, you're going to stick your nose in the middle of a religious war? This has been going on for centuries, Donald. And the Republicans, of course, are warning of terror in the U.S. due to Joe Biden's, quote, asinine open border policy. Today it's Israel, tomorrow it's us, chirps the headline. Let's scare everybody here. Yeah, you wonder about this EBS test and why it took place now and why all of a sudden now we have a war in Israel. Huh, wonder if they're connected. So you got to be thinking about stuff like this. Who are they trying to warn, and about what? What happens if part of our grid goes down as a result of this? What happens if some of those people that came across our border were really here to do nefarious things like shut down our grid by hacking into it so that it blinds America so that EMP could come in and whoop, and we're done. Whoop, there it is. Yeah. What happens then? So see, you know, everybody's looking at the wrong thing right now. It's like that old biblical saying, take the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's. And we're looking over there going, see all this stuff that's going on over here. And it's got everybody over here all riled up. We should be sitting back in our chairs watching this stuff go, okay, this is a religious war. It's been going on for centuries. Whether they were blinded or not, people were killed. People are being taken hostage. They're shooting at each other. There is a war going on. Now we have a proxy war because the military, our military, vis-a-vis the Gerald R. Ford, USS, with seven other warships, are headed for the Mediterranean. They're going to be parked right off of Gaza and Israel. And as soon as they start responding by firing rounds into the Gaza Strip, then you're going to see Iran, Syria, and all the other pro-Palestinian countries calling for our heads. They want us to get sucked into this thing, folks, because the U.S. government thinks it's the World Cup. And if it didn't, why are they coming after Trumpers? What are they so scared of that they've got to turn around and use a two-faced system of justice to come after people that have conservative viewpoints? What is it about this government we just can't seem to shake? You wonder why we can't trust them? Yeah. Matt Gaetz of Florida, yep, Republican congressman, said it would be absolutely worth it if he were to lose his congressional seat over his efforts to get rid of Speaker Kevin McCarthy. If you lose your job, will it be worth it, according to Kristen Welker from Meet the Press? Absolutely, Mr. Gaetz replied. Look, I'm here to fight for my constituents. I'm sure to ensure that America is not on a path to financial ruin. Well, yeah. Mr. Gaetz called some Republican lawmakers' suggestions that he should be removed from Congress crazy. You see, and this is all part of the tit for tat that's going on right now. They want you to pay attention to that and not what's going on in your own backyard. This is what you should be paying attention to. I've heard some of the talk show hosts around the country, managed to dial into some of them yesterday, telling people what they would have in their own personal arsenal to defend themselves. 12-gauge with double-aught buck. Yeah, that's like two major rounds, according to my son, that literally leaves a hole the size of a Pringles can going in and the size of a watermelon coming out. We're talking about home invasions. We're talking about all sorts of stuff that could happen. Somebody comes up to your house and they've got a Molotov cocktail. And what are they going to do with it? It's lit and they're going to throw it at your house. Think about all of those eventualities that could happen here in America, especially if you live in a blue state city and you get these protesters out here that are pro-Palestinian that now hate America. I mean, they did it at Harvard. You got all these congresswomen, part of the squad, that all have pro-Palestinian viewpoints, and they're all stirring up the honeypot. Think about it. What are they trying to do over here if they're not trying to stir up trouble? What are they doing here? Then, of course, we have to have a little more Trump stuff in here. He says the recent reports claiming he disclosed secret information regarding U.S. submarines are false, but he will always encourage countries such as Australia to purchase the American weaponry. This, of course, the allegations where the former president told Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt confidential information about U.S. nuke subs during a meeting at his Mar-a-Lago resort, of which Mr. Pratt is a member. U.S. outlet ABC News claimed in a report that Mr. Trump told Mr. Pratt sensitive information in April 2021, including how many warheads the subs routinely carry and how close they can get to a Russian submarine without being detected. ABC News, remember? Think about it. Mainstream media. I mean, this is the thing. What's going on in this country should be in more in your priority. You cannot stop what is going on in the Middle East right now. I don't care how many phone calls you make to Congress. The warmongers outnumber the peacemakers. They want to spend your money. I mean, even Biden took money and weapons parked for Ukraine and sent them to Israel. And even Obama Shamalama Ding Dong that went over there and apologized for America. Oh, yeah. You remember that? See, history wants you to forget about all of that stuff. They want you to forget about presidents past that did us wrong. They want you to forget about the Bushites and 9/11 and why George W. was down in Florida reading a book upside down in a school when our country was being attacked. And was it being attacked from the inside or from the outside? Were the Saudis the connection? See, everybody's asking these questions. But yet, oh, everybody's out. Well, they got this two-party system going on in America, and we need to have free and fair elections. And you see, the rope-a-dope, and we're not paying attention. This is a problem. I mean, any number of things right now, the way things are, because now we've got another proxy war, it looks like, that we are fighting in Israel, or going to be, as soon as those ships pull into where they're supposed to be, within range, firing range of the Gaza Strip, and then they start ripping rounds. They'll be yelling incoming in more ways than one. And how are you going to know that they were not fired from Israel and not from one of those warships? Because here you got an aircraft carrier, which means they've got aircraft on them, which means our pilots could be flying over the Gaza Strip and Palestine unloading missiles. Could happen. Is it just a show of force, or are we going to get involved directly in this religious war in the Middle East? I'm not being anti-Semitic here. I do believe the Holocaust occurred. There's enough history to demonstrate it. So you Holocaust deniers want to come in here and get in my face? Go right ahead. 844-769-2944 is the number. We're coming up to the break, which means anybody that's calling is going to be calling through the next hour or the next segment for the balance of this hour. This whole nonsense, this garbage nonsense that's going on right now is a continuation of a religious war, and we're being yanked into the middle of it, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Yeah. I think that this is a real problem here. Those of you that study the Bible and understand the way it is know that this is a religious war that's been going on for centuries. And that God is going to have his hand in all of this, which is why I tell you, if you're going to pray for anything besides the salvation of the people there and the lives of the people there that are being impacted, pray for your own country, because this country is next, I'm telling you. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is striking back against those who attempted to oust him, announcing his intent to file criminal complaints against the board of managers who were instrumental in the impeachment proceedings. Tit for tat. Told you, it's coming. The break is here. Important messages to be heard. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after these words here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Tuesday. Dave Krieger with you at the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I know it's very controversial, and that's why we play a disclaimer at the beginning of the hour. And I'm telling you right now, as far as what the Bible says and about Israel and about salvation and about wars and rumors of wars, yep, be not afraid. You know, you have to have hope. 1 Thessalonians. You got to just read that, because there's a lot of people out there that all of a sudden have succumbed to the lions and tigers and bears moment. And the other people that have just become so incensed with what just happened in Israel. And we really haven't gotten all the true details about any of this because we're not there. We're here. We're in our own little comfort zones until somebody gets in our face. And see, you got all these people out there saying, oh, yeah, we needed to have more diversity and more equality and more equity and more, you know, and we need to have more people come to this. Give me your tired, your poor. More people coming to this country, illegal or not. We need more Democratic voters. We need to preserve the Democrat system of government the way it is. You know, we get rid of this constitutional republic, get rid of the Constitution, declare martial law. Let's go after all the Trumpers. Let's put them in concentration camps. Yeah. See, there are people out there that think like that. That's a sad state of affairs here in America. And see, when you get the pro-Palestinian factions out there protesting at Harvard University. Yeah, they're doing more than Pak the Ka and Havid Yad. Yeah. No, they're out there protesting against Israel. Do they have the right to protest? Do they have a right to assembly? That's guaranteed in our Constitution. Do they have the right to throw Molotov cocktails at your house? No. Could they? Potentially, yes. Could they get so distraught over what's going on and what Israel's doing to the Palestinians? They read Al Jazeera and they see all this stuff being reported by the other side, how many people in Gaza were killed. And then you get the UN trying to stick its nose in to be World Cop, as well as the US, who's now getting involved in it because they've sent warships over there to the Middle East, sticking its nose in, trying to be World Cop again. And see, that just gives Iran and all the other people the I told you so, I told you so. Death to America. You see, all they're all protesting in the streets over there. Jihadi, you know, death to America. And we're all sitting here in our own little comfort zones. Yeah. Watching NFL and hockey season starts tonight. Yeah, we'll all be watching the NHL. We'll all be watching sports and drinking our queer beers and whatever, you know. Well, I'll be just doing our little old thing here. And not paying attention. We don't care. It's not happening in our backyard. But you see, all of a sudden, when you ship off 50 illegals to Martha's Vineyard, all of a sudden the NIMBYs go crazy. See, now what happens if these illegals came into this country with nefarious intent? What happens if there's a day X here, like in the movie Salt, and all of a sudden multiple attacks occur across the United States? Are we paying attention to that? Oh, no, we're going after MAGA Trumpers. We're going after, yeah. Yeah, we want to ramp up and we want to stop this thing and we want to steal the election again. We want to, you see, you're hearing it from all sides. So you don't know what to believe. That's the whole idea. They want you upset. You don't need to be like that. You don't need to play their game. It's all PSYOP. All of this is a PSYOP. Now, we were talking before the break about Ken Paxton going after criminal charges against the Board of Managers. Well, here's why. Paxton cited a new state law that makes it illegal to post someone's address or phone number online with the intent to cause harm or a threat of harm. It is meant to protect people from the word doxing, which is the practice of posting someone's personal information online without their permission and with malicious intent. And because of what they did, Paxton and his family received multiple threats of violence. And they're going to file the complaints with the district attorneys in the manager's 8 home counties, according to the press release. So they're going to investigate this doxing issue. That is political, folks. If what he says is true, that's political. And then you got to look at Abbott, our wheelchair governor in Texas, and what he did or didn't do when all this was going down. What he didn't or did do regarding helping the Biden administration bring people in across the border and process them and let them go inside the United States of America. Some detained, some not detained. How's that possible? I thought we were turning people away. What do we have to let 10 million people in before, you know, and then all of a sudden the nefarious behaviors start to manifest themselves? The blue state cities and some red state cities, I fear, are going to fall victim to this garbage. And it just takes a situation like what's going on over in Israel and the Gaza Strip and the conflict with Iran and Syria and these other nations that are pro-Palestine. Like I said, it's a religious war we're being dragged into the middle of, whether Americans like it or not. We have warmongers in D.C. that just can't let go of it. Do we need to support Israel? Well, we always have. And there are those who say, well, you're anti-Semitic if you don't. I got Jewish friends, pal, that I dearly love. So don't sit there and tell me I'm anti-Semitic. I have been to synagogue. I have touched the Torah. Don't sit there and tell me I'm anti-Semitic. This is a religious war that is going on right now, and it's happening in America too, because people are upset, and all the politicians just, you know, it's a continuation of what's going on in D.C. They know how to fuel the fire and get everybody upset, especially all the young people. All those people that got this libtard education out there are being rallied and riled up to come against the rest of America. And pretty soon they're going to get so mad, they're going to do something stupid. They may or may not regret. Just give them time to stew on it. And they're going to figure out there's got to be a way we can send a message. Well, there might be. Is your house going to be next? These are the things you have to be concerned with. And it's no wonder, like I said, about people worrying about another civil war in America. I mean, don't think that people aren't talking about this on all the back channels, because they are. That's why they're arming themselves and stockpiling food and currency and not dollars. You know, all this stuff is going on in the Middle East. All this stuff is going on in Iran. All this stuff is going on in Syria. They're beheading people on camera. You're still paying and being gouged at the gas pump, and you're still being gouged in the grocery store. Nothing has changed in your life. It has come to your backyard. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Congress. You all are to blame for this mess, you warmongers. Our Congress has a real serious problem. They're all politically connected, and they've all been blackmailed. Every damn one of them is playing the system the way they like to play it. They're getting all these benefits while we have to live in a sucky healthcare system. You think about all of this stuff going down. Oh, I'm just getting started here. You think I'm on a roll now? 844-769-2944. Call up and say something to piss me off. No, really, you're allowed to. You're entitled to free speech just like the protesters are. But like I said, it comes to a point where these people are going to do something nefariously stupid, because they're going to hit that boiling point. There's always a breaking point before civil war starts. Look at history and what it taught us. Do you remember what happened in Congress way back when, before the Civil War? There was actual fist fighting going on. Oh, we can't have that. We can't tell people about history. We can't tell people about states' rights versus an overreaching federal government whose tentacles are reaching around and grabbing people in places they don't want to be grabbed. We can't talk about stuff like that. Oh, my God, that you're insane, Krieger. Why would you talk about stuff like that? Because it's happening right here in America. And if you think it's not, you're fooling yourself. And you think Amazon, another reason not to support Amazon? Guess what? There's reports out now that Saudi Arabia has offices. Amazon is in Saudi Arabia too. Dozens of contract workers over there at their Amazon warehouses are saying they were tricked into toiling and living in grueling, squalid conditions. Amazon is being linked to trafficking of workers. I'd like to see Bezos counter that one. No comment out of Bezos. No comment. He's got all the money he needs. What does he need to worry about them for, right? Hundreds of Walgreens pharmacy workers have walked out claiming dangerous conditions. Duh, I wonder why. Protest organizers within the drugstore chain claim that over 500 of the corporation's 9,000 locations, or about 5.5%, are interested in joining the walkout from Monday to Wednesday. Oh, only 2 days. Wow. 3 days. Yeah. Left-leaning states of Arizona, Washington, Massachusetts, and Oregon have already shut down due to the demonstrations. Okay. Workers at Mack Trucks have rejected a contract and joined the thousands of UAW picketers already on strike. Yep, Mack Truck. They voted down a 5-year contract with negotiators and the company. So now Mack Truck is on strike. Several major U.S. airlines have discovered unapproved jet engine parts installed in aircraft. Southwest reports only one has been affected of their aircraft. They've already identified it and fixed it. Some of the others, like American and Delta and United, doing the same thing. And of course, like I said, Americans' grim views of the decent U.S. economy are perfectly understandable. High prices for food and gas and elevated interest rates are more visible than more encouraging big picture indicators would have you believe. This whole thing is all part of the bigger psyops. I guess they want us to live in the same kind of squalor that those people working for Amazon in Saudi Arabia live in. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, all this is going on over there, and look what we got over here. And it's just a matter of time before what we got over here starts to escalate. Brady in Vegas, what say you?
I happened to watch a video yesterday, and they had some of the Hamas guys rolling into where they had gone through that peace concert and shot all the people. And this guy was carrying a sword about 5 feet long, and he was known as the Butcher. You know, and you say that's what's coming to America. I think it's time that we all prepare now. Get our guns out, get them cleaned and oiled, get your ammo ready. Because what if they come paragliding into the United States with a bunch of M4s or AK-47s just like they did in Israel? I think we need to be prepared. The calling is now.
Okay. Thanks for the input on that, Brady. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on. Go.
Yeah, Dave, you said you wanted to hear something to piss you off. I don't really want to piss you off because you're so good, brother.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the playing field level here because everybody is paying all this attention to what's going on over there and not enough of what's going on over here. So, all right, go ahead. Yeah, say something to piss me off.
Well, you make some excellent points as always. I was going to say what you need to do is calm down and get you a case of queer beer and just take it easy and relax, and you'll be all right.
Oh, stop.
And watch an NFL game, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I watch the Chiefs highlights, and that's about it. I go on YouTube and I watch what happened last week, and in 10 minutes it's over, and I'm like, okay, on to the next thing. I don't sit there and sit through a whole NFL game anymore. I don't buy Sunday ticket anymore. I don't do any of that. This is all just garbage designed to mess with us.
It's all garbage, yeah. Well, hey, I'll just say a couple of things here real quick, Dave. I have some people I know that I told them I'm praying for them. One of them's in the hospital right now. They're in their 60s, and they've gotten the jabs, of course, just like everybody else. They've been jabbed and boosted. And I told the person, I said, look, man, please do not get jabbed and boosted anymore. You know, it's already bad enough you got that stuff in your system now. And the thing that's weird about it, Dave, was a week ago, before this even happened, before one of them had to go to the hospital, I told them before this even happened, I said, look, man, you need to make sure, try to get that stuff out of your blood or something, or do something. And then sure enough, one of them ends up going to the hospital, a few days ago.
Wow. So the thing is that we know that turbo cancers are on the rise, and now they've linked turbo cancers to the jabs. So I think people are waking up, but, you know, sometimes too late. And that's one of the unfortunate things, Jeff. I appreciate your input this morning. Thanks much. I try not to drink beer for queers. I try not to do that. Now I love Guinness. After going to Ireland and tasting the Guinness over there, there's just nothing like it. That would be my poison of choice, as it were. But I love the stuff. I can't shake it. It's wonderful, and it's low in calories too. By the way, Dan in New Jersey, you were on yesterday. What say you to Mr. Krollman's comments?
Well, I don't really have a comment reply, but I'd like to say that Fox Business News is reporting that tomorrow's vote for the Speaker of the House will be done by secret ballot. Can that be legal? And does that mean the fix is in?
Yeah, that could be. The fix might be, and we don't know. Secret ballot, really? When did they go to that? Oh, let me guess. When the news, when we got rid of one Mick and put another Mick in there, McHenry. It's funny they would name him Patrick McHenry and not just Patrick Henry, because I think they operate off two totally different political systems. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death," and Patrick McHenry is like, "Well, give me the speaker's chair. I'll fix things temporarily by booting Pelosi out of her office and letting the other Mick get in there." You know, you talk about political tit for tat, Dan. A lot of it is going on, and if there is a secret ballot, I think America needs to know about it. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Bye now.
Thank you. Wow. I mean, see, here's the thing. And you're entitled to your opinion. I swear to God, the First Amendment gives you that right. 844-769-2944. You have a right to your opinion. You do. I don't care if it's anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian, whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of people would, whatever you say, somebody is going to take what you say as hate speech. Somebody is going to get mad because of something you said. And see, there's a reason why. It's all because of what happened during COVID. They turned us against each other. This is just an extenuation of the whole thing. Extenuating circumstances. It's all just one big connection. And it started when they locked us down and brainwashed us into hating each other and families turning on each other. The whole idea was to destroy the family unit. End of story. Because once they can do that, and children can rat out their parents and cause them to be put to death. The word of God said that. I didn't. It's not my word. Tim in Michigan, you're on.
Remind me, during the Obama administration, didn't General Mike Flynn step to the microphone and said, "We funded, we trained, and we armed Hamas." And that's when his trouble started.
Bingo.
And when all those arms in Afghanistan were being left behind, the people probably you and I listened to were all saying it's all headed to the Gaza Strip. And how did all that armament move with all the sophistication of the United States and Israel? How did all that armament move into the Gaza Strip that's 5 miles wide, the size of Rhode Island? They snuck it all in under their nose. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
See, now, Tim, the critical thinking cap is going on. I get it. They knew. They got satellite imagery. They would know that something like that was going down. I appreciate that input, though. I mean, it shows that you are definitely thinking outside the box.
They need a reason to go get rid of the Palestinians, and I'm telling you, this is what's coming to America. Get ready.
I've said the same thing, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, I see the writing is on the wall, folks. And we let all these people into this country. And it's just a matter of time before things start to get crazier here. They're already starting to get crazy. And the politicians like Rashida Tlaib and people like that are fueling the fire. It doesn't take much to figure it out. Dustin in Missouri. Good morning. Oh, I hear phones going off.
That's not here.
Okay.
Anyway, I can't really comment on the Civil War in Arab land. I'm not there. I don't know. But,
I get it.
Our Senate leader or our Senate speaker, whatever, he's over in China with a delegation of our senators over there getting some instructions from they don't have Mao anymore, but the mini Mao, whatever that guy is. And
the
other thing, while we're paying attention to other things, the inspector general, I think it was, or special counsel or something like, yeah, special counsel, that's what it was, spent 2 days interviewing Joe Biden about the stolen documents he stole when he was senator and left laying around for various corrupt individuals to see. Plus, there's a lot of local either school board meetings or, we're coming up on election board meetings in your local precincts. So, yeah, it's a good idea to look at things locally.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. And you're just chiming in everything I just said. You need to pay attention to what's going on in your own backyard right now, because they want to try to distract you with all of this stuff. I get it. Is it necessary to look at it and say, okay, this is a continuation of this religious war talks about in the Word of God? Yes, you can look at it. But to sit there and get embroiled in it and get upset about it, we need to be prepared over here, and we're not. We're not mentally prepared. If they come to your house with a Molotov cocktail, would you shoot them before they light it and throw it? That's the question. You have to ask yourself how you're going to defend your homestead. Fred Litwin joins us. He's got this book out, Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, where he debunks the latest movie by the filmmaker. Important messages coming at you at the break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.